they took me and threw me in the rubbish truck, took my shoes off, and the janitor who drove the truck, Woodward, he's emptying the truck, and he said, "What the hell are you doing in the rubbish truck?" I said, "The seniors put me in here." "Oh, Christ's sakes. What the hell did you do to him?" I says. On Friday night, it was Thanksgiving weekend, we were going to kidnap Stu Belden because they did a couple of things to us in school, and we were going to tie him to the goalpost and put manure all around him. Well, Stu Belden's, his parents were up in New Hampshire. Well, we didn't know that someone told them we're going to do it. So once we got there to do it, we got in the house and we had to chase them around the house and everything else. And we're carrying them out the door and the cops are right there. And so we didn't get to do it. I think the Keels lived across the street. And once they saw us get there, he was supposed to call the cops and he did. But we did get to tie him up and we did get him. Maybe 2 weeks later, and we did tie him to the goalpost. And we called up his buddies and said, "Your friend's up at the Sylvester School tied to the goalpost."
When the cops came after the Keos called the cops, did you get in trouble?
A little bit. They used to follow us around at night. There were only two cruisers, so most of the time on Friday night, the cruiser was the Tedeschi's directing traffic of the shop. And the other cruiser, it might be over this... Curtis School, they would stay at different places. And so you would know, okay, we're going to be in this part of the town, not raising hell, but just staying out of trouble. But if they came and saw us, you got to move on.